Heard of La Community Art Studio in Ludlow. It's been there for a while, and a place for people in the community to come and create art. It was set up with a grant from the Arts Council. It's looked after by Vision Homes. It's due to close on March the 31st, which is a blow to the people who use it. And Ben Parker is one of those. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Claire. How are you doing?
Not bad, thank you. What do you use it for, then?
So pottery, really. I got into it about 2-3 years ago. Hand building. I love it. It's soothing and peaceful and just,
So is all the equipment's there for you, is it? So you can just go in and use it?
Yeah, there's everything there for hand building. They've got wheels as well. I haven't used them before, but it's an amazing place. It's full of everything. You could do anything from knitting, sewing to enamelling. Anything.
When did you hear about the proposed closure then?
So we heard last Tuesday, I think. And it was a bit of a shock, really. And just kind of a few of us were there and were a bit gutted, and we just said, right, let's try and do something about this. Let's try and change it and see what can happen.
And how long did you say you've been using it for? A couple of years now?
Yeah, about 3 years. About a year before the pandemic, really.
Right. And have you met lots of people through going there?
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. You meet like-minded people and chat and socialise. It's part of my week, really. I don't know what I'd do without it. I'd feel very lost.
And what have you been told so far?
Nothing, really. We've just been told it's closed on the 31st of March. We're hoping to hear something from Vision Homes, the CEO, in the next day or two. But we're none the wiser.
Right, so you've got no idea why? Nothing's been said about that? No speculation or anything?
No, nothing. We just had a new CEO in a few months ago, and we're just a change. Don't know.
So, were people quite emotional about this when they found out?
Yeah, we all are, really. We were all very angry to start with and upset. So we're hoping to try and change it. We've put the word out and we're looking for people who are interested in trying to set up a community interest company. We've got a handful of people on board that want to try and save the place. So we're getting the message out there, and I've got a few ways they can contact me, if you don't mind me saying.
No, of course not. Yeah, go for it.
Facebook page, which is Save Loudwater Studio. We've started a petition, which is, again, Save Loudwater Studio. And if anyone wants to contact me, it's not on Facebook. I've set up an email, savelouderwaterstudio@gmail.com.
If it closed, what would you do?
I don't know what I'd do. I mean, the nearest, most probably accessible place would be 30, 40 miles away in Birmingham or Stoke or something. And I would struggle to get there with my disability, so it would just have to find something else to do, I suppose.
So, but I mean, I'm guessing this has been a massive help for your mental health and everything then, has it?
Oh, huge, yeah. I mean, especially through the pandemic, it was bliss, really, just to be able to go in safely and create. Living with a muscle condition like I do, I found real solace in pottery in the studio, so it's a lifeline for me each week, and I know I'm not the only one. I've got a voice that I'm using, and I know there are plenty of people that use that studio that feel the same way about it as I do.
I'm curious, actually, given that you've been doing pottery, what have you made so far?
I'm very eclectic. I've made, got like a sloth.
Sloth?
I like my animals. I've done birds. I've done dogs. I'm just working my way through the cast of the Yellow Submarine film.
You sound really good at this.
I enjoy it. I love it. I've always enjoyed creating, but when I started doing pottery, I found something that I didn't criticise myself in, and yeah, I love it. I can get lost for hours in it.
Brilliant. Have you been watching The Great Pottery Throwdown?
I have, but I haven't seen last night yet, so don't tell me.
Well, we're going to be talking to Lucinda in about 45 minutes, so close your ears. That is amazing to watch. Well, we'll keep up to date with what's going on, and as soon as you find out any more, then do let us know.
Wonderful, we will. Thank you very much.
Thanks. So.